Save big money at Menards. Never get locked out from lost keys again. Menards carries a huge selection of electronic lock sets. Get a TrueBolt touchscreen deadbolt that features one-touch locking and 50 programmable user codes. Available in matte black or satin nickel finishes, on sale now through September 8th at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
What do we got on?
It's International Cat Day.
I know.
It's time to celebrate your pussies.
Yeah. I wanted to do a whole segment on this tonight, but our big story really, it boomed like it does sometimes and took up a whole hour. But yeah, international Cat Day, not national.
No.
So worldwide, people are celebrating their pussies, and I think it's great. I wanted people to call in and tell me about their pussies, you know, how big they are, how fun they are, how furry they are.
Are they mean?
Yeah, are they mean?
I don't think pussies get celebrated enough, to be honest with you.
Ring, ring,
ring. Oh, you're calling? You want to talk about your cat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi there. Is this the Johnny B Show?
Yeah, you called.
Hi.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you about my pussy cat.
Yeah?
It's pretty cool.
How is it?
It's just jet black.
Oh.
Jet black, super hairy.
Okay, so.
It needs to be shaved quite frequently.
Those black pussies are really hard not to hit with your car at night when they run across the street.
Oh, boy.
And that is true.
And they're bad luck if they cross your path.
Yes, absolutely true. Sometimes, yes. You know, the hair just gets everywhere.
Would you describe it as feral? Maybe he has a bit of an odor. Maybe it's been out in nature for a little while.
I can't
stand
it.
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, yes. Especially in this Florida heat. Absolutely.
Ugh.
Is that Will? Hi, Will.
Oh, yeah.
I love the show.
Oh, thank you for acknowledging me.
Very
that
nice.
Feels good.
I don't like it when they stink because they're outside in this Florida heat.
Yeah, especially this red tide and this, you know, black pussy. Oh, just, I don't know.
I saw one that was, I don't know if it was having a little bit of like a seizure, but it was like, it was pulsating. You know what I mean? And I go, look at it. Like, it was almost throbbing.
Like heaving?
I don't know. It was definitely pulsating. And I go, that is one stinky, throbbing, pulsating cat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or
your face. What are the holidays we have?
Well, thankfully, we also have National Zucchini Day.
Ah, oh, love me some zucchinis.
But I got one in my pants after all that cat talk.
But it doesn't end there, folks, because it's also Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day.
Shut up.
I'm not making this up, dude.
What?
I'm not.
Yeah, she's not making it
making
up, dude.
This up.
So if I have some zucchini at the house.
Right.
If I put a zucchini on my neighbor's porch, you think they'll be like, oh.
Yeah, and just pull it out, put it on the porch, leave
zucchini
it there.
Day.
Yeah,
zucchini.
It's fine.
What if I carve it into the shape of a penis?
You don't have to do much carving. Yeah. So.
No, I mean like really make it look like a penis. And then I don't leave it on their porch. I actually ring the doorbell. When they open the door, I hit them in the face with it. Because it's Festivus.
Leave it in their back door.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's even more interesting, folks, because it's National Frozen Custard Day.
Ooh, yum, no, yum. It ain't. Go to Culver's. Frozen custard.
Yeah, you don't want to leave that out, you know. Could get a little stank if you leave it on the porch, so
you're
be careful.
You're so fat if you get frozen custard, because all it is ice cream, but instead of being, you know, like milk, they just use like the heaviest
heavy
of heavy cream to make
so
it.
It's so good. I love it.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
I have an ice cream maker that I have not used in about 2 years, but I used to use it all the time. And I made Bananas Foster's ice cream using heavy cream. It was so good.
What's the difference between custard and gelato? It's the same thing, right?
No.
One's custard, one's gelato. Gelato is more...
It's Italian.
Ice, right?
It's no, like I know Italian it's... Ice. No, it's not Italian ice. It's like ice cream, but I feel like they either use... Is it they use whipping cream or eggs? It's one or the other.
I'm not real sure, to be honest.
It's a denser consistency.
Custard's eggs, right?
Yeah.
Then it's probably eggs, then.
Maybe. But yeah, it's definitely... It's not as fluffy as ice cream.
No, it's not as fluffy. It's denser.
It's really good, though. So good. You're going to get gelato in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And they have some really good flavors, too.
Gelato uses more milk than cream and generally also uses less egg yolks.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
I know I had a pistachio gelato one time. So good. It's so good.
All right. Let's see. What else we got? National CBD Day, and that's not Central Business District. That's cannabinoid.
Yeah.
But boy, let's get high and stuff. Not the high part, but you know what I'm saying. Marijuana. marijuana.
You see, Ian Beckles does a cannabis podcast.
Yeah, he calls it a cannabis podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it comes out on Wednesdays, man.
He was high when he was trying to think of a name.
Of course he was.
Cannabis podcast. He's like,
yo, Playboy, what should I call this cannabis podcast?
What's it about, man? Well, it involves cannabis, and it's going to be in podcast format. How about cannabis podcast? God damn it, you're onto something.
What are they going to say? I don't know. Maybe I'll disagree with you so you can murder me, you giant human being. It's not going to happen.
Through a wall, yeah.
Yeah. I said it's cannabis podcast.
Hey, that sounds good with
exactly
me.
Exactly what it is. Yeah. There you go. Enjoy. I brought you some barbecue. You see Dr. Barbecue's, they got some of the signage up now in his restaurant in downtown St. Pete.
Bobby Barbecue?
Dr. Barbecue.
Bobby Barbecue.
No.
Mr. Dr. Bobby.
His name is Raymond. And
Raymond James. Raymond.
What's wrong with you?
Raymond.
He's going to have vegetarian options.
Well, you said Raymond, so I'm thinking Raymond James.
Are we going to be invited to the grand opening?
What?
Can I go with you?
Okay, I'm going to say we is a pretty broad stroke here. Yeah. I will definitely be VIP for the grand open.
Can I go with you?
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to have you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Lampy's my man.
Hell yeah.
I know I tag when I do barbecue at the house, I tag him in my Instagram stories because I want him to see and be proud of my bacon and things that I'm cooking on my big green egg. So we have any other holidays we need to mention?
National Dollar Day.
Hmm.
And also National Psychiatric Technician Appreciation Day.
What?
Can't forget it.
What is a technician of psychiatric?
I don't know. They give you your drugs. I don't know. I don't know.
I ain't got to appreciate it, especially if I'm crazy. You know what I mean? Stupid.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.